Well, Paul, your 34th first-class century today. I think you needed seven when you went back out to bat this morning, and you got there in the first over.
Yeah, delighted to get another 100. Feeling really good form at the moment, seeing the ball pretty well and keeping things simple. And it's nice to be scoring runs, still contributing, and it's still that feeling when you get 100. It's, it's a great feeling, and thankfully I can help Durham get in a good position.
Looking at you now, you've got ice around both ankles, and you were limping around a bit yesterday. Problems with your ankles and your Achilles?
I'm 41 year old. If I didn't have niggles at this age...
You're still a lot fitter than me.
Yeah, well, if I didn't have niggles at this age, there would be something ridiculous about it. Look, it's part and parcel of the job. You do have niggles, but I'm still raring to go out there and give it me all. It's fine, really. It's just precaution more than anything, and I'm still be able to get a few overs under the belt, put it that way.
Talk us through your celebration.
I just thought it was a bit of fun. Trying to get the Zimmer frame out. I don't know whether it looked like a Zimmer frame or not, but being 41, a lot of people go on about age and age being a something that hinders you in sport. But it doesn't feel as though it hinders me too much. I'm quite enjoying still playing professional sport, and it's a big challenge as well. Trying to still be a professional cricketer at this age, it's something that I quite enjoy, and try to show the youngsters how to try to stay fit and keep doing it.
You mentioned 41. It was a 41-year-old who got you out in the end, Darren Stevens, who bowled a really difficult spell, didn't he, Durham? Just having got the 350, then sort of got bogged down, and he took a spate of wickets, including you and Stuart Poynter.
Yeah, he's a real canny bowler. Obviously, not too much pace, but his accuracy is incredible with good skill. So, when you got a bowler who hits the top of off pretty much 5 out of 6 balls, you're going to take wickets, and that's exactly what he does. He keeps things simple, and to bowl over 30 overs himself shows that he's still got plenty of fitness in the body. So. Full credit to him, but the partnership that we had at the end, Chris Rushworth coming in there and got us up to a score that we were obviously really pleased about.
Yeah, career best 57 from him, and 73 useful runs with him and Barry McCarthy. Then they sprinted off the pitch, straight back out and straight through the Kent top order.
Yeah, it was good. We've been needing to take wickets up with the new ball, and we managed to do that today. If you do get the ball on good length on this wicket, it certainly gives you something. It's a good cricket wicket. You can score runs on it if the bowler doesn't hit his mark. But certainly as a bowler, you always feel in the game on there, and with a bit of swing as well. Hopefully we can get those two wickets tomorrow.
You've given a debut to Matty Potts. Tell us about him, because he's somebody who's completely missed my radar until today.
I was hoping you were going to be able to tell us something about him yourself. He's come through the academy. I haven't seen too much of him myself, but from all the reports from the academy, he's a real promising bowler. And from what I've seen today, he looks really exciting. He hits the gloves really hard, and he's got good skills. So, that combination, and he looks a strong lad as well at his age. So. Hopefully he can be one that plays a lot of cricket for Durham in the future.
And credit to the Kent captain, Sam Northeast, 97 not out from him, and a decent partnership with Yasir Shah there. You'll be obviously looking to try and end that first thing in the morning and get the last two wickets.
Yeah, it was. I thought they played really well. Good solid cricket at the end there, and we toiled away there to try to break that partnership, but give them a bit of credit there. Hopefully we can come back fresh tomorrow morning. As you said, they've got to start again, and hopefully we can get them two early wickets, and we've got a good lead. We've had a really good day. We've had two good days. We need to back that up with day 3 and 4 now.
Mm. Nice to see after what's felt like really a flat few weeks to the start of this season.
Yeah, we needed a couple of days like this, and 2 days doesn't make the season. But if we can have good tomorrow, make tomorrow a good day, and day 4, then it'll be great to be able to get a win under our belts.